And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ. We're Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is competition. All of my guests are discussing the competitive nature in us. My first guest really wrote the book on competition and why one performer excels while another one clutches. He discussed his latest book titled Clutch. My second guest discussed Cyber Monday. She informed us about the competition between retailers to lure consumers and the competition among consumers to find the best deal. My next guest has risen to the top of her profession. She'll discuss the competitive nature that drove her to be the best actress possible and how she turned that competitive drive to philanthropic causes. If you're interested in talking to Tippi Hedren, you can always call us at 639-0008. Tippi Hedren is an actress, a conservationist, and a former fashion model with a career that spans nearly six decades. Tippi is primarily known for her roles in two Alfred Hitchcock movies, The Birds and Marnie, and her extensive efforts in animal rescue at Shambala Preserve, an 80-acre wildlife habitat which she founded in 1983 just outside of Acton, California. She has traveled worldwide to set up relief programs following earthquakes, hurricanes, famine, and war, and she's received numerous awards for her efforts. She continues to work in film, theater, and TV even to this day. Her most recent project is Positive Aging and the Institute for Social Innovation, a three-day conference put on by Fielding University of Santa Barbara in Los Angeles, starting on December 7th and going through December 10th of this year. Welcome to the show, Tippi. How are you today?
Well, thank you. I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and you just have such vitality. Such enthusiasm for life. Where do you get your energy?
You know something? I think it's having an outlook on life and what you want to do with your life. And I think that's what keeps me going. I find that I've reinvented myself several times during my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be a very, very exciting kind of thing to do because, you know, you don't have to get stuck in a rut. And even sometimes when life lets you down a little bit, to be able to jump in and find another solution to making yourself active and new things to think about. Can you hear my kitty?
I can hear your kitty cats.
Well, this is a kitty that I found him. He was living under my house.
Oh.
With the bunnies. I've got a bunch of bunnies who live under there, and he was living there, so he came to live with us anyway.
Well, that's an interesting combination, bunnies and kittens
bunnies
living
and
together.
Kitties.
Well, but that's interesting, Tippi, what you said about a rut, because you know what they say about ruts. Ruts are just graves with two open ends. Most people, however, listening to the sound of our voice, really fear reinventing, re-changing themselves in any way, shape, or form. How do you break away from the crowd? How do you differentiate yourself wanting to be reinvented because you've done it several times?
Well, I think it's extremely exciting, and especially if you've sort of run the gamut of what you're doing, and that happened to me when I was quite young, actually. Well, I was, I got off the streetcar coming home from high school, and this woman walked up to me and handed me her card and said, would you ask your mother to bring you down to Donaldson's department store? I'd like to have you model in our Saturday morning fashion shows. And so from being a very, very shy girl, I went into this just full-heartedly, and it really gave me a sense of well-being and excitement, and something that I could do that would give me a career.
And indeed it did. But you have always been lovely. You continue to be lovely to this day. So I can see why modeling would be a natural for you. How did you transition from modeling to actually being an actress?
Well, actually it happened by the fact that eventually you run out as a model. And I could see that coming. And so I moved to, I was in New York at that time. I went from Minneapolis to California to Los Angeles to New York with this modeling career. And after that was in 47. And then went to New York in 1950. And after 11 years of modeling, that's a long time to be a model.
That is a long career, yes.
Yes. And so I eventually just, you know, packed my daughter up and my kitty and my doggie, and we moved back to California. So anyway, I was at a point where I didn't quite know what I was going to do. And all of a sudden, I received this phone call from Universal Studios asking if I was the girl on in the Seagull commercial. And I said, yes. And he said, would you come over to Universal? There's a producer who is interested in you. And I said, oh, really? Who is that? And he wouldn't tell me. And he wouldn't tell. I went over to the studio to meet with him, and he didn't tell me at all. Even though I asked several times. And that was on Friday the 13th of October.
Really?
In 1961. And so I had to wait all weekend to find out who this man was. And he went back on Monday. I was asked to meet with several other people. And they didn't tell me who it was. It became kind of a game. It was kind of fun.
Detective work.
Yes. And so on Tuesday, I was asked to go to meet with an agent at MCA, who they weren't the big conglomerate they became, but they were the biggest agency, talent agency. And so this agent finally said, "It's Alfred Hitchcock who wants to sign you to a contract."
Wonderful! Wow!
And so that started a whole different kind of vocation.
Yeah, and what was it like working with Mr. Hitchcock? Because there's stories that abound about what he was like as a director.
Well, as a director, he was absolutely fabulous. And I hadn't had any lessons or coaching in acting, so he was not only my director, he was my drama coach.
Wow.
It was absolutely fabulous.
I mean, yes.
You can't get better than that.
I will say so.
At one point, he said he was very happy that I hadn't had any instruction because I didn't have anything to unlearn. But I tell you, I took it all extremely seriously. And it was, you know, a real challenge for me to not only be under contract to this huge giant in the film industry, but I was then offered... or not offered, I was told I would be playing the major lead in an incredibly important film.
Mm.
So, you know, but I took, it seems like my whole life, I find that a door opens for me and I walk through it.
Oh, that's great. We're talking to Tippi Hedren, everybody, actress, activist, conservationist, as a matter of fact. I'm going to switch gears, if I can, with you, Tippi, and ask you about your conservation efforts, what you're doing out there in Acton, California. Tell us about the Rohr Foundation and the Shambala Game Reserve that you have near Acton.
It's not a game reserve. It's a sanctuary.
A sanctuary. Beg your pardon.
We rescue big cats. Lions and tigers who have been born in the United States to be sold as pets, which is, I've always wondered why people would think of a lion or a tiger as a pet. They are apex predators, top of the food chain.
Right.
And extremely dangerous, albeit they are extremely beautiful. They have a great capacity for love. They have a sense of humor. They have their inferiority complexes. And in a split second, those dictates can come through, and they can hurt you very, very badly, or even kill you.
Mm.
So the way this happened was, I did two films in Africa, one in 1969 and one in 1970. And during that time, environmentalists all over the world were saying that if we, the people of the world, didn't do something right then to save the animals in the wild, by the year 2000, they would be gone. And so a lot of awareness was going out. We heard about the plight of the whale, the panda, the tiger, the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so far we, people of the world, have been able to stave off the ultimate situation of what is going to happen.
Well, but it remains dire, doesn't it, Tippi,
yes,
though? I just read over the weekend that the tiger population worldwide is down from 30,000 a couple of decades ago to a mere 1,500 tigers. That's what I heard.
That's in India.
In India,
right. But there are several hundred more scattered around Asia and Russia. And they just had a summit to try to, you know, to stop this insanity. You know, but with the population growth, there isn't much chance of these animals surviving much too long. And it is absolutely tragic and horrible that this is happening.
It is. And if people share your concerns, Tippi, how would they get involved? How would you advise them to get involved in this cause?
I think what everybody can do is read about the situation and find a niche that they can get into to try to help, whether it's financially or becoming involved with an organization that is trying to save these animals. And what we're doing at Shambhala is rescuing them. These are all cats that have been born in the United States that we're rescuing. And they're being purchased to be pets, to be used for monetary gain, and you know, whether they're in a show or they're with the you know, and the circuses, which is horrible. I hope that everybody will understand how horrible it is for these animals to be in the circus. This is just an awful, awful thing. We've rescued several of them when they get old, you know, and they can't be in the circus any longer, and the brutality that they have gone through affects them for the rest of their lives.
I should say so. Well, now, you have gone through many, many transformations, Tippi, and as you said, model, actress, conservationist. Now, tell us about the positive aging and the Institute for Social Innovation that's going on at the Omni Hotel in Los Angeles, December 7th through the 10th. What's your role there? How'd you become involved?
I'm going to be speaking on the 8th.
Ah.
And, you know, it's people who have a good attitude about their lives and what you can do to give yourself a reason to get up in the morning. And I think that's one of the most important things that you can do, is to find something in your life that you really like to do, that you, whether it's a hobby or whether it's a business or whatever, to keep an interest in yourself and how you can be of help, and what makes you happy, what makes you content. Happy is a, you know...
It's a relative term.
Yes, it is, and it's sometimes a very short-term situation. But content is more of a word and a feeling of worth for yourself. I think retirement is a four-letter word.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that word should be negated out of our vocabulary. I don't think you should ever retire, because once you do, you lose interest in... I don't know what people do when they retire.
Well, you certainly haven't retired, Tippi Hedren, that's for sure. I mean,
no.
You're active in so many things.
Well, I would like to give our website so
please
people can look at the situation. It's Shambhala, Shambhala.org, O-R-G for organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out as a movie, doing a film about the animals in the wild, because of all those years ago in 1969 and 70 when awareness was going out. We thought, well, why don't we do a movie? My then husband was a producer.
mm-hmm.
and do a film about the animals in the wild and the problems they have out there just due to encroaching civilization, sport hunting, poaching. And we saw a house on the Gorongosa Game Preserve that had been abandoned by a game warden because it flooded during the rainy seasons. He moved out, and a pride of lion moved in to this house. It was absolutely awesome to see it.
I'll bet.
There must have been 25 to 30 lions of all sizes living in this house, and we thought, perfect. It's a perfect setting, and it deals with lions, of whom most people are fascinated by. So this is a romantic notion, and we were going to have Hollywood acting animals, a 9-month shoot, over and out. But because we were using so many animals together in scenes, the trainers of these Hollywood acting animals just laughed at us and said, you can't do this. And we said, oh, why not? They said, because it instinctual dictates the fight. I don't want my cat hurt. I don't want to get hurt.
Sure.
And so it was suggested to us that we go acquire our own animals to do the movie. And that's how it all started.
Fascinating. Well, Tippi, we're going to have to leave it there, I'm afraid. We've run out of time. But
oh,
you're coming up for on the 8th, talking at the Positive Aging and the Institute for Social Innovation at the Omni Hotel in Los Angeles as well. If people want to get involved with that, they can contact Katrina Rogers. That's krogers@fielding.edu. Thank you so much for being our guest, Tippi. I'm truly appreciative of your time. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Good. Thank you.